Hello, my name is Warren Seeley, SME Security Manager for Message Labs. Today we will be talking about spam, the issues with spam, and five key tips for how to protect your business against this growing problem. Spam is a rising problem within businesses, affecting not just our productivity and our email systems, but creating problems such as harassment for our customers due to the unsuitable content. European Union legislation now expects businesses to provide best practice in dealing with the problems of spam and unwanted content within businesses. Our first key tip is care with your email address. Have you done a survey of your website? Is it really necessary to have the email address of all of your employees on the website? Remember, spammers use web crawling robots harvesting email addresses from websites and using them to send spam to. So a good idea may be to remove all unnecessary email addresses from the website, simply leaving perhaps your info@ or your sales@ addresses on the website. Also, under the subject of taking care with your email addresses, is looking at using your email address when you visit sites. Does the site you are about to provide with your email address have a privacy policy? Does it give you the ability to unsubscribe from future email mailings? Does it provide a reassurance that your email address will not be provided to valuable marketing partners? And also Usenet groups. If you are using an email address on a Usenet group, try and take care to alter that email address in such a way that a human being may easily respond to your post, but at the same time a spammer's crawling robot won't be able to harvest. Second top tip, never unsubscribe to a spam. Unsubscribing to a spam is like waving a flag and saying to the spammer, "Here I am, I have a valid email address, please send me more spam." Third tip, use an anti-spam product with multiple techniques. It has been shown in the past that spam is an arms race between the anti-spam companies and the spammers themselves. Spammers regularly update their technology to try and bypass various different anti-spam techniques, so the best way of combating spam is using a combination of technologies. Some example technologies may be rules-based anti-spam. Based upon free products such as Spam Assassin, rules-based anti-spam gives you the ability to block emails with various characteristics. Does it have a non-white background? Does it have a forged header? Does it contain excess hypertext links? The second technology you may wish to look at is statistics-based anti-spam. This looks for keywords within the spam and compares them with the normal type of email your business is sending. Therefore, an email with the word Message Labs in it is less likely to be considered spam than an email with the word mortgage in it for your organization. Lastly, blacklist-based spam. On the internet, there are now over 150 different organizations providing what are known as DNS blacklists. If you could use these, you may be able to block spam at its source. The fourth anti-spam technique is education of users. As with antivirus, education of users is quite important. Telling people not to unsubscribe to spam, telling people not to follow the links or download any products on a spam, and also telling people not to buy from spammers. Remember, these people are normally criminals anyway, so your chances of receiving the product which you have applied for are very slim. The fifth technique again is, if possible, use a managed service. Anti-spam is not core to your business. It is a chore that you have to undertake to make sure that you can carry on doing business as normal. It is not updating your website, providing your users with better email facilities, making sure your network bandwidth is adequate for your day-to-day task. If you can pay somebody else to manage your spam for you, you will get a better service with less resource on your behalf. In conclusion, the spam problem will continue to grow. Organizations who do not employ effective anti-spam management solutions will find their email becoming useless over time.
This was a HelpNet Security Learning Session. Visit us at www.net-security.org.